Support comes from the Blanton Block Party, the annual day-to-night family-friendly festival at the Blanton Museum of Art with live music, food trucks, art activities, and more. 11 to 11 on Saturday, March 24th. Details at blantonmuseum.org.
Coming up at our next Views and Brews at the Cactus Cafe this Tuesday at 6, we'll explore the question, what is freedom? Hi, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Join me along with Yasha Monk, author of The People Versus Democracy, and the eminent economist James K. Galbraith, to explore various notions of freedom today. What is freedom as a human experience, and what is the role of the market when we talk about notions of freedom? Views and Brews is free and open to the public. We hope to see you this Tuesday at 6 at the Cactus. Find more details at cactuscafe.org.
Support comes from the Oasis, the sunset capital of Texas, reminding everyone that spring often offers clear, cool weather views of the lake this time of year. More at theoasis-austin.com.
Good afternoon, Jody Denberg here on KUTX with David Frick, our sixth annual South by Southwest wrap-up show. And we've had some fun guests over the years, but that was incredible.
That was a genuine birthday party.
Wow. And we're going to go back now to playing some of the bands that David and or I saw during South By, and also eventually talk to David about some journalistic projects he's been working on. But there's this band, Low Cut Connie, that to me at first were just notable because of their name. Now, Low Cut Connie is referenced in what? Grand Funk's We're an American Band? Am I thinking of
something? Well, that was actually, that Low Cut Connie, apparently, that's a reference to a waitress in Philadelphia that Adam Wiener, the singer, okay, pianist, knew. It was like a waitress who wore low cut tops. And no, I think the Connie you're thinking of in Grand Funk Railroad is Connie from Little Rock.
Okay.
But this band, they're from Philadelphia, my original hometown, and one of the things about them is that their Adam is an amazing piano player, has that Elton John flair, but with a real Jerry Lee Lewis vigor. And he's a great showman, and the shows that I've seen a couple of South By shows in recent years that have been spectacular. The band is great, but their new album, and particularly this single that we're about to play, the songwriting has gone to another level. This is actually I think it's the best song he's written so far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the album, which is called Dirty Pictures Part 2, and Elton John is a huge fan of this record.
Beverly, come on and talk. Beverly. Fast as a bullet, aimed by God, shooting for stars, cannot be stopped. Once I unleash my zenith, more ammo's gonna drop. So bow your heads, boys, I'm bound for the top. Getting all fired up, looking up for steam, growing hot and bothering, going long and deep. And I aim the gun to reach my optimal speed, and when I sure as hell do, yeah, you'll sure know it's me. I'm going straight. Could stop me. I was born to be king, gonna be with the world that sends a mediocrity. Best get out of my way, man, cause here comes me. I ain't leaving this field without taking the victory. Got both eyes of the tiger locked straight at thee. I'm stealing your chops, your women, your fans, and your team. Putting you out of business, boys, best back in the league. I'm just as bad as you could possibly be. Fights with God, who fights with me. I'm just as bad as you could possibly be. Fights with God, who fights with me. Better than you could possibly be. Fights with God, who fights with me. My worst is better than you could possibly be. Fights with God, who fights with me. I'm going straight.
See everybody at South by Southwest, but you can hear a lot of folks that maybe you missed on this program, KUTX's South by Southwest wrap-up show. This is Jody Denberg, and I'm here with David Frick, and that was an artist I'd never heard before that you turned me on to.
Well, actually, you have heard him because we played his previous band on the show last year, Lift to Experience.
Okay.
That was Josh T. Pearson, singer, guitarist in Lift to Experience from Denton, Texas, a band that made one album in 2001, the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. It was reissued last year. Josh reformed the band to play some shows, but Josh has a new solo record called The Straight Hits, and that's the opening track, Straight to the Top. Josh was at Valhalla on Thursday night, the 1 a.m. slot, and he just, as you can hear, he just delivered the goods. The record is very different in that every song is like, it's country, there's some really deep ballad stuff, there's some very harrowing interior kind of writing, and then you have something like that which just blows up the room. And that's how he opened the set, and he played a number of other songs from the record, but it's a really great album, and every song on the record in the title has the word straight. That's why it's called The Straight Hits.
There's one song on the album that even has dire straits.
The dire straits of love. Whiskey straight love. Straight down again. Straight laced come undone. Damn straight. Lover loved straight to hell. You get the idea.
Josh T. Pearson, a Texan, and from David's hometown of Philadelphia.
Low Cut Connie.
Beverly, from the new album Dirty Pictures Part 2, which is on the way.
Yes.
And we have our hands on the new album from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, perhaps the most ubiquitous artist this South by Southwest. From Luck to Auditorium Shores to Pootie's Hilltop Lounge, he must have played 8 or 9 shows. But Nathaniel's the real deal.
He is bona fide. And in fact, I didn't see any of the shows in Austin because I was lucky enough to see Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats at the Apollo Theater about a week earlier. And to see Nathaniel take those songs and that band into that setting on a stage where James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Duke Ellington, Charlie Parker, et cetera, everyone was on that stage. And it was interesting as the band, there's a wooden stump on the stage that traditionally you rub it for good luck when you go out there. The band came on and everyone walked by and rubbed the stump before they started the show. And when I mentioned to Nathaniel after the show, I said, you know, man, I see that. And it's like, I love this place. And I see that stump. And he said, have you ever done it? And I said, no. And he said, okay, let's go. So he took me upstairs onto the stage where the band was breaking down the gear. And we went over and I got to rub the stump.
And the album's called Tearing at the Seams. And the first song on it is called Shoe Boot.
We'll be right back.
Excuse me, David. That was my microphone. This is Jody Denberg, KUTX South by Southwest wrap-up show with David Frick. And we started with a track from the new Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
And I actually have a piece that will be coming out in Rolling Stone very soon. I spent a couple of days in Denver with Nathaniel and the band. Got a lot of deep stories from Nathaniel about his life on the way to a pretty remarkable, almost overnight success. He did that Fallon show, the Tonight Show, in 2015, August of 2015, and that song SOB blew up. And they've been on the road nonstop, and they're going to be on the road all year, and they're just killing it right now.
Now, this is the second Night Sweats record, but yes. Nathaniel Rateliff had made these solo records.
He made three previous solo records as a singer-songwriter, which are actually very, very good. And it was interesting to hear him talk about the transition from that style of singer-songwriter, alternative rock, alternative folk, you know, concept. And in a sense, doing the Night Sweats was like, you know, this was an interesting idea. And, you know, he was writing these songs that needed a different setting, a different context, and it really took on a life of its own. There's a very key video on YouTube of Nathaniel and the Night Sweats in 2013. A show in Denver. It was shot on an iPhone from the side of the stage. It's a version of SOB. That is the video that got him on The Tonight Show.
Mm. And a presence throughout South By pretty much everywhere. Hey, if you're going to come here and you got a new record, work it.
And those guys do nothing but work.
And we heard Diamante Electrico.
From Bogota, Colombia. I was recently in Colombia on assignment for Rolling Stone Colombia. They have an edition down there, a really great edition, very successful. And they asked me to come down to do a story on this trio, Diamante Electrico. They have a number of Latin Grammys. I got to meet the guys, heard their new album, which comes out in the summer. That particular track is a single that they put out last year, and you may recognize some of the guitar in there. That's Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Billy F. Gibbons, who met the band in Los Angeles about 2 years ago when Billy and Diamante separately contributed to a rock and Espanol tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. I think it's called Quiero Creedence. And Billy really dug the band. They had this track. They thought, you know, what can we lose? We'll send it to him. He really dug the band. They got to have correspondence. He sent it. And they sent him the track. He immediately said yes, sent his part back, and it was a huge hit single in Latin America. Great rock and Espanol.
That was fantastic. Thank you for turning me on to that. And some lucky South by Southwesters got to see Billy. He turned up at Antone's the other night. You can't do everything, obviously.
We try,
but we can't. I wanted to go see Todd Rundgren. He was in town for South By. He played the Elysium at 1 a.m, I think. But he also did a panel.
He did a song where Karen Glauber, a journalist, presides over these annual songwriter panels. And she had one gentleman, I think his name was Chris Price, who's worked with Emmett Rhodes, Matthew Cause from Not a Surf. There was another gentleman whose name escapes me. And Todd was one of the songwriters on the panel. And he was very funny and very upfront about his songwriting, you know, the way it started, you know, in Nas and moving on into his solo records. At one point he said that, like, his first four albums were all about one relationship in high school where the woman blew him off. And he said, I hadn't even thought about that woman for like 4 years, but I couldn't stop writing about the breakup. But then, you know, he talked about how the songs had changed and what, you know, what he looked for, how he did it, you know, what would come to him lyrically. And everybody on the panel would then perform one of their own songs as an example. And the song that Todd played was a song about songwriting that he recorded with Utopia called There Goes My Inspiration.
Every day I sit in my gallery. Some stupid thing,
The band is called Gang of Youths. The album Go Farther in Lightness and What Can I Do If the Fire Goes Out on KUTX, our South by Southwest wrap-up show. Journalist and radio host David Frick has joined me since 10 this morning. And that was the first song you heard at South By?
That was the first song I heard at South By this year on Wednesday afternoon at about 5 o'clock. And I thought, man, if it gets better than this, I'm going to have an amazing week. It was there from Sydney, Australia. This is their second album. I knew about them, had not seen them before. And we got into, there was a day party over at Sidewinder Patio. Crazy line to get in. We managed to get in, myself and Raul and another Bobby, another colleague of Raul's from the Chronicle. And we were, and actually I think Bobby, it was his idea that we all show up because he had seen the band and really liked them. And we were just blown away. And I then went to see them again at the Empire Control Room on Thursday night. And they were spectacular. Actually, they ended the set with that song. So I got up front and back. Spectacular band. And I think if they can just stay on the road here, they're going to make a lot of friends really fast.
Gang of Youths from their album Go Farther in Lightness, preceded by Uni and Mushroom Cloud. And I was talking to you off mic at some point recently. I just watched this documentary on Mick Ronson. And so I'm in a total glam phase right now. And there's two bands that were here for South By, Starcrawler and Uni, that fit that bill. And Uni features Charlotte Kent Mull from Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger. But that's pretty much all I know about them. You caught them during South By.
I caught them at South By. I know the singles. They put out two singles through Sean's label, Chimera Music.
Sean Lennon.
Sean Lennon, yes, a former guest here. And the guitarist is a guy named David Strange, who I believe has played with Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger, Sean's band with Charlotte. But he's also played with Courtney Love. Turns out the singer lives in my apartment building. He's a really cool young guy, really great long blonde hair. He's got rock star written all over him. Really good singer, a lot of stage presence. And yeah, he's my neighbor. And he actually hand-delivered the single. He just dropped it in my slot in the mailroom in my building. But they were really, really good. Sort of like an interesting spin on like early 70s progressive rock, but with that glam thing. It's the thing I was trying to think of when I was writing about them was like, it's almost like what Procol Harum and Spooky Tooth would sound like if they wanted to be this sweet. I get paid. It's been hard to believe I get paid to write stuff like that, but it's true.
You know, sometimes I'm reading Rolling Stone or Mojo and I'm not looking at the byline and I see a phrase like that and I go, this is a David piece. And more often than not, I'm right. But that's because you have a distinctive style.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Exactly. Mushroom Cloud from Uni. And we started with Utopia. There Goes My Imagination. You mentioned Todd Rundgren doing the songwriters panel. He also played at Elysium.
But let us also talk about the reunion of Todd Rundgren's Utopia. They're going on the road. I know they're playing in New York on May 3rd at Town Hall. The tour opens in mid-April, I believe. And it's going to be Todd with Chasm Sultan, Willie Wilcox, and Roger Powell couldn't do it, but he's got Ralph Schuckett, who was in an earlier lineup of Utopia, so it's still very much a Utopia reunion, and they have an incredible body of work that they can draw on, not just those records like, you know, Oops Wrong Planet and, you know, some of the more poppy hits like that one.
No.
But they have the real art rock stuff, which goes back.
And
I saw a lot of those earlier lineups as far back as like 73 when it was strictly Mahavishnu time. So it'll be interesting to see how they pull all of it into one show. But man, Todd Rundgren's Utopia back.
And with a box set coming out, revitalizing the catalog, where do we go from here? Well, let's bring it back to Austin.
Yes.
Because it's still South by Southwest, and there's still...
Music is still happening.
There's a full day of music at the Continental Club benefiting the Sims Foundation. Lucy's Fried Chicken on South Congress, that location has a full day of music. And also, I'm looking at just the listings for today. There's a house party called House by House West 4. It's at 1400 West Old Torf Street, and the lineup includes a lot of Austin bands like the Zoltars, and I've always loved this Austin band Ringo Death Star, who are on the bill. They get points just for the name, obviously.
Just when you think all the great names have been taken, someone comes up with something like that.
Ringo Death Star this afternoon, House by House West, 4-1400 West Old Tour Street, and on the KUTX airwaves now with Guilt.
Zaloris White, a duo of George Zaloris, a Crete, a gentleman from Crete, the island of Crete, plays lute. Jim White of the Dirty Three, the Australian trio, also worked with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. Their duo, Zaloris White, Only Love, a new album called Mother. I saw them last night. Actually, it was the last thing I saw last night at the Parish. Absolutely slayed. That great modal, sort of like taverna improvising. And they are playing tonight. If you haven't seen them, I highly, highly recommend it. They're part of the Palm d'Or on 6th run of gigs tonight, the free closing party for South by Southwest. They play at 9 o'clock, and they're followed by Miss Lavelle White. So it's a great doubleheader. Zaloris White.
And this afternoon, Austin's Ringo Death Star, who we heard singing Guilt from the album Pure Mood, they will be at House by House West 4 with the likes of the Zoltars. That begins at 2 o'clock, 1 hour from now, at 1400 West Oldtorf Street. KUTX's South by Southwest wrap-up show. We have a final hour for you momentarily.
Support comes from St. Edward's University graduate programs in business management, leadership and change, and accounting. Evening and Saturday classes. Information session Thursday, March 22nd. Registration at stedwards.edu/grad.
KUTX's spring membership drive is coming up, and when you donate, it might just change your life. Don't take it from me. Just listen to these satisfied KUTX members.
When I donated to KUTX, I got 3 grandkids, and I'm only 19.
Now that I've donated to KUTX, that fresh feeling, it lasts all day.
Thanks to my KUTX donation, I'm no longer wanted in the county.
Now that I've donated to KUTX, I put one foot in front of the other, unlike the way I used to walk.
So as you can hear, a donation to KUTX really can have a significant impact on your life. Our spring membership drive starts March 22nd, and if you donate early, you can pick up some KUTX socks and KUTX t-shirt for $10 a month. See? It's already happening. Learn more at KUTX.org. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. Community-supported public radio from UT Austin.
Support comes from the Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company. The ABGB now sells canned beer to go. Crowlers 32-ounce cans sold individually and in 3-packs are canned on demand at the bar. Details at theabgb.com.
This is KUTX's 6th annual South by Southwest wrap-up show. I'm Jody Denberg, and joined every year by Mr. David Frick, senior writer for Rolling Stone, a contributor to Mojo Magazine, and also a guy on the radio these days. He's a host of the Writer's Block on Sirius XM Thursdays at 8 in the evening on the Spectrum Channel 28. He's also host of the Friday Night Show on Tom Petty Radio called Friday Night Affair. The time's just whizzing by.
It really does, man. We prepare for this thing. I try to think of things that I want to play or turn you on to, and I know I want to get turned on to stuff. And then when we actually get in here and do it, it's like, blink and you missed it.
Well, I think Super Organism is a band that we're both familiar with and wanted to turn each other on to. I know it's an 8-piece band based in London with members from Australia and New Zealand and Korea and Japan and America, but I heard that at their show it was a lot more than 8 pieces.
Apparently this is a band that really is a super organism. I guess they sort of like breed like amoebas or something. It's just like it keeps growing every time they show up.
And as a geek, I like the rare instance when the band name, the album name, and the song name are all the same. So that's what we have for you now. Super Organism with Super Organism from, yes, Super Organism.
When I grow up, I wanna be a super organism.
Come on, give it to me.
Put your
mind in my brain. Everything is better when you're everything. Don't let the kids suck you up and fall. So wait for the sea to erupt and be gone. Everything.
superorganism, a superorganism.
What you learn, I'm no longer human to give. You
Up first was Super Organism, the song, the album, the band, an 8-piece group out of London, but with all the colors of the rainbow in the band, and they had several shows during South by Southwest. On this, our wrap-up show on KUTX, also Troopa Troopa, a band that David Frick turned me on to yesterday. Tell me about them.
They're from Gdansk, Poland. And I found out actually when I saw them at BD Riley's on, I guess it was Friday night, they had quite a commute. They flew from Gdansk to Austin via Amsterdam and Minneapolis. It took 24 hours to get here. I will never complain about dealing with Newark Airport ever again. They're from Poland, and a friend of mine, a colleague, actually a radio guy, Jim McGuinn from The Current in Minneapolis, I ran into him at Iceland Airwaves in November, and he was telling me about this band. He said, I think you'll really like them. They'll remind you of Radiohead meets Sigur Rós. And I went, oh, okay, I think I understand this.
I'm in.
And I said, count me right in. And I managed to get a copy of the record, sort of a roundabout sort of email chain. The band's label in France got me the record, and I just immediately fell in love with it. And yes, Radiohead, yes, some Sigur Rós, but it's entirely original. And they have two albums out. That was the second album, called Jolly New Songs, which is never has a record been more perversely titled.
Yes.
But it's a really inspiring darkness, and that's a particularly great track from the album called Falling.